With just a few days left before they leave for their Memorial Day recess, lawmakers in the House and Senate are scrambling to finish big bills such as the tax cut that the president is eager to sign. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Topping the list of pre-recess priorities is the tax cut. Republican leaders in both the House and Senate have promised the president they will try to reconcile their two very different tax cut packages by the end of the week. So far, the chairman of the tax writing committees, Senator Charles Grassley, and Congressman Bill Thomas, are still trying to work it out one-on-one. Coming out of a meeting with Thomas yesterday, Grassley said the two packages were still very far apart. Later in the evening, a new problem with the tax bill arose. The Senate version was found to contain a drafting error that misstated the mechanism for cutting the tax on corporate dividends instead of applying to current year earnings and profits. The Senate bill was drafted to apply to all earnings and profits that have accumulated since dividend taxes were created 90 years ago. That would create an unexpected windfall for wealthy investors, and it means the Senate bill would cut taxes by $70 billion more than estimated. That matters because the Senate was trying to keep its tax cut to $350 billion, the amount set forward in the Senate budget earlier this spring. Grassley said last night the drafting error could be corrected easily with cooperation from Senate Democrats, but it was far from clear those Democrats would cooperate. There was also talk yesterday of attaching to the tax bill a new extension of unemployment benefits that otherwise expire on May 31st. And something else could run out next week. The U.S. government could run out of cash. Treasury Secretary John Snow sent a letter to lawmakers this week warning that the government will default on Social Security payments and other federal checks if the Congress doesn't raise the limit on the amount of money the Treasury can borrow. Both chambers will need to have raised the debt ceiling by almost $1 trillion before they adjourn for their recess. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.